Nikki Bush is sitting across from me, and we've got all sorts of wonderful things here. Morning, Nikki Bush. How are you?
Fine, and you, Pamela?
It's very colourful here. I'm happy, happy, happy because we're going to be playing. And let's begin with, okay, the kids are now at home. Many people have got brats all over the house. People are raiding the fridges. People, you know, are doing all kinds of things. How are we going to keep them busy?
So I actually spent my evening last night with my sister and her children. We had a games evening. It was such fun. Mm. And the thing is that if we don't actually consciously make a plan to get involved with our kids, to create a distraction from a screen, they will just sit in front of a screen during the holidays for hours and hours on end.
Great excuse also because of the weather.
Of course, you know, it's a little bit rainy outside and, you know, cool and all the rest. So we do need to put limits on screen time, but if we don't get involved, they're going to stay on that couch.
Okay.
So we need to get into those cupboards. You know, for children's birthdays, they're often given loads of stuff and half of the things they don't get around to playing with because the school term is so busy. So go and rage at the kids' cupboards. Find the puzzles that haven't been played with. Mm-hmm. Find the card games, the family board games, all those arts, crafts, and science experiment kits that haven't been opened.
Mm-hmm.
And make a box full of those goodies and plan to take maybe one out a day or, you know, just spread them out over the holidays.
Yeah.
Because this is the time when you can actually enjoy those things. And, you know, kids actually, A, they love to play. Play is the language of childhood.
Mm.
Right through from birth to adults, actually. You know, we forget that we are actually wired to play.
Mm.
And play is a language that builds family time, family relationships. It's quality time with your children, whether it's a 15-minute card game or a one-hour board game. It's all good investment time. You are bridge building with your children.
So the idea is to, because many people have to work and they're not going to be there to monitor the fact that kids are going to do what you want them to do, is to take the time perhaps during the holiday, the weekends.
Yes.
And encourage that interest in the board games by doing it with them when you're there so that you don't have to be saying, have you tried that thing? You've actually played it with them.
100%. So I often say to parents, we almost need to, we need to show our excitement and our support for play. And once again, if children don't feel competent at something, they will rather go and do something they feel good at. And navigating a screen, of course, they feel very competent doing.
Very easy.
Yeah. So, you know, play, real play also releases endorphins into the system, a different kind of feeling to when they're playing on a screen, which is also very engaging and exciting. So, you know, things like a puzzle for older children, when I say older children, like an 8-year-old plus, you could get bigger puzzles where they can build it slowly. And when you come home from work at night, you can sit and help them and add to the puzzle. So a 250-piece or a 2,000-piece puzzle, depending on their age and ability and their interest. Don't forget that puzzles actually have so much educational value, and just the sense of satisfaction when you finish building a puzzle is huge. In fact, some people even go and frame them.
Yeah. And then those Legos and stuff. I'm a little bit confused, Nikki, and you've got to help me with this one, because more and more the Legos are coming with you know stuff that's already made. So I don't know whether that is taking away from our creativity and using our minds. I'm just feeling like more of the pieces are already sort of like determined for you.
So like molded, like characters and things like that.
Yeah, the car is already a car. So there's a Lego piece, but then there are pieces that are already kind of done.
Yes. So, you know, the thing is with those construction toys is to have a variety and a range.
Okay.
So you can go and buy stuff that already kind of looks, you don't have to build so much.
Yes.
But make sure that you mix and match that with the free play sets where there are no predetermined patterns.
Yeah.
So that children actually have to use that imagination and that creativity.
Okay. Great.
You can get lots of little card games if you don't have time for board games.
Yes.
And I, for Toy Talk 2016 last year, I was highly recommending the Cheat Well bite-sized card games, which come in those tiny little tins. I don't know if you remember.
I remember them very
And there
well.
Are about 8 different varieties. Yeah. And they are such good value for money. I think they're about $100 a tin. And then there's another range called Gecko. And there's loads there in that range. Batasaurus, Daimoniac, Pirate Attack are some of my favorite. And, you know, just don't forget to play. And I picked up this incredible new game called Barbecue Slam.
Okay.
It is fresh on the the market, and it is about numbers, it is about quick reflexes, and it only takes about 15 minutes to play.
Okay.
And I thought that that might be quite a nice one for us to discuss with our very busy parents this morning.
So what do we do with it? So you've got it like a board type thing that looks like a braai stand.
Barbecue Slam's board is a like the top of a Weber braai.
Yes.
Okay, so that's your cardboard template. And then you've got all these different food stuffs from mealies to sausages and steak and chicken and fish, etc. Mm-hmm. that you're obviously going to braai.
Mm-hmm.
And you pile, they've all got numbers. So the sausage is number 8 and the meat is number 9 and the mealies number 3.
Mm.
So you pile them in their groups on top of this braai grid, and everybody has one of these plastic spatulas. I've given you one. And on the back of every spatula, there is a suction cup.
So you slam it down, you whip it down, and it obviously sticks.
And your food sticks to your spatula.
Yes.
But it's a number game. So here we have 2 dice.
Yes.
And as a player, in your turn, you throw the dice, and you have to add at speed. So if you added that, it's 4 and 2 is 6. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, I'll have to count for you this morning. Right.
I didn't know it was a test.
So the minute all the players, and you can play with like up to 4 players.
Yes.
So you and I are both counting at the same time. It's 6.
Yes.
Now it's a race to see who can slap the right foodstuff that has the number 6.
Ah.
Okay. So if it's this piece of meat here.
So the quickest one to the number 6.
And so it's hysterical because we're all going for the same pile. And it's the person who manages to get their piece of food to stick first who wins it. But that's not all, Pamela. That's not all. Because this isn't just crazy, silly fun.
Yes.
The winner is the person who collects 6 pieces of food off the braai in the right number order. So you have to have them in the right sequence. So it can be, it doesn't have to necessarily start at 1. It could be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, etc. But you can't win until you have the correct sequence.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're missing one, you still got to carry on playing. There are also two pictures on the dice. One is a joker.
Yes.
And that gives you an advantage because you don't have to slap. You can choose what you want and pick it up with your hand.
Excuse
and nobody else can compete. And there's also a replace.
Yes.
So if I throw the replace little icon, then I can steal a piece from somebody else. And you could be about to win your sequence. And now I destroy it. And this is about memory, visual memory, because if I already have a fish and then I go and I hit the fish in my turn and I win it, if I have 2 fish, I put both back onto the barbecue.
Okay.
So I'm now at a disadvantage.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So this is, as I said, fast reflexes. It's about number memory skills and number sequencing skills.
Yeah,
these are vital.
And bonds as well.
Vital mathematical skills.
Yeah.
But what fun. What huge fun.
Lots
so
of fun.
I think that this is a fabulous winter holiday game. It's just hit the stores and it's a very well-priced game at 199 Rand. You're going to find this in Toy Kingdom, Toys R Us, Toy Zone. So go out this Saturday, buy yourselves a family game called Barbecue Slam, and you can have many, many fun games with your children. And I promise you, your kids are going to want to play this over and over again. And once you've spent time teaching them how to play, this is a game that your kids can play by themselves as well.
I suspect parents are going to be playing as well.
It's fascinating, isn't it? But it's actually also the laughter and the hysteria that makes it such a memorable family experience. And I think that's what parents need to remember about play, is that you are actually creating a multi-sensory memory with your children, a warm, cozy, fuzzy memory. And these are the things they remember for a lifetime.
Mm.
You know, some families don't play.
Yeah.
And when those kids come to my home, we play. And they remember this forever, that we're a playing family.
Yeah.
So there is that saying that families that play together stay together.
Nikki, always such a pleasure. Always such a pleasure. This is lovely. I mean, I can't stop hitting. I can't stop smacking.
I've actually put a blog on Barbecue Slam on nikkibush.com today.
Mm-hmm.
Go on the top page bar, look for Toy Talk, and you'll find it on the Toy Talk blog. And just, you know, make time to play with your kids this holiday. Laugh. You know, laughter is so good for relaxation. Learning to win, learning to lose, turn-taking, strategic thinking and planning, learning to play by the rules, learning to break the rules, learning what happens, you know, when we follow rules and when we break rules. Such fun. So much can be achieved through play. We underestimate the power of play.
I'm going to repeat that, Nikki, to my bosses. Families that play together, stay together. Yes, so well, I'm going to continue playing.
Absolutely.
Nobody fires me.
And you know, I even do, for companies, I do play-based team building called Get Out of Your Head workshops. Mm. And they are very, very popular for Women's Month, which is coming up in August. And we literally spend an hour and a half playing games. Actually, not the kind of games you and I are talking about here. But we do play-based processes. And adults come alive. Mm. It's like we've poured water and fertilizer all over them, because we forget to play, we forget to laugh. Mm. And as I said earlier, with children, it's a different kind of language that we are speaking. It is not this, we don't use the same words we use when we discipline, when we guide, you know, when we're doing homework. This is different. Mm. And we need to re-engage with each other on a much more playful basis and think about the serious world we live in, you know, full of change, full of conflict, full of all these things that are quite negative. Mm. And play brings this fresh air, this positivity into a room that is so engaging and so good for us.
Ah, always lovely. Nikki Bush. NikkiBush.com is where you can get all the details. Thank you very much, our parenting expert, Nikki Bush, in studio with us.